weekly conversation with Maitreya. The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and enter the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our Sabha church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Maitreya, God's words continuously, religious groups section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom, and welcome to the mission of Maitreya's conversation room. Well, we are gathering again here together, and I hope all you had good week, and were with God, and thought about Him, and His mission, and His revelation, and the truth that has come through this mission to humanity, which reveals so much truth and resolves so many misunderstandings between humans, and hopefully the consciousness of man will increase and will realize that there is only one God. They cannot separate one from another, and they should come together as one. We now like to announce that if anybody out there would like to have someone to come to them as a spiritual teachers anywhere in the world and be with them for a while and help them to start the mission where you are, we can provide you with a teacher to come to you and help you out. And if you provide for her to come there to travel and be there and provide it for her expenses, we can send somebody to you. So that's another information that everybody should know and spread, and hopefully more and more people can invite our teachers, and more teachers come to the mission, and so we can spread this message also personally in every community on earth. Actually, that's one of the reasons for this room, to create teachers and people who can teach and spread the message all through earth. And the whole idea of this room was so we can discuss things in a deeper level together and learn how to come with the answers to the questions that humanity might have. And that has been my intention from the very beginning of creating the mission. Not to come here and I say and everything and give lecture, but teach many who would like to come here and discuss things with me in a deeper level, so they can take the teaching and spread it out. Of course, some people are doing it without even, you know, being called a teacher or anything. They just reach to their community and they become lecturer about the mission. That's wonderful, you know, and they share with us what they discussed in those meetings, and we can help them if there is something that, you know, needs to be improved or anything. So you can do that too. You can just reach out to your community, become a lecturer, become a teacher, become a person that can go to the different churches, different groups, and present to them how they are a part of this revelation, and they can see themselves to be a part of the overall umbrella of God's plan. There is no one who's left out on this earth, even atheists and people who do not believe in God can clearly see that God revealed that He will accomplish many things, and He promised to many beings, just like Abraham or Abram, and He fulfilled them. So intellectually even they can clearly see that there is a consciousness, there is a force, there is a being behind the creation, and He promises and He fulfills them. So if that is true, then God truly exists. So there are everybody on earth who has any ideas or religion is included in this revelation, and there is no one who left out. That is the message you can take to your community, to your churches, to your synagogues, to your masjid, to your temple, to any people around you, and let them know that this is a new revelation for them, and invite them to come and join us, and send letter to the leaders of the world, to churches, to ayatollahs, popes, rabbis, brahmins, and let them know that they all have been called to come and join this revelation and become one. So it's a dynamic revelation for the whole humanity, and it's a dynamic revelation for you in life. Of course, we want you to be safe. Don't want you to overdo it in such a way that it might be harmful in that environment you are, because any environment you are that might not be open to this revelation eventually will be softened, and eventually humanity will come to the conclusion they have no choice but to realize that indeed they have children of God, and there is only one earth for everybody, and we all have to come together and bring our brains and mind and resources so we can reach to this space, and there is infinite resources in the space, so we don't have fight over limited resources on earth. So free ourselves with having resources, so we have a good standard of living for everybody, and we will have one God. Therefore we do not have to fight with each other over religion, which has been a source of contention between many groups, countries, and destructive forces that has been released by different religions. And of course, humans blame God for wars and destruction, and they say, why are so many God wars if there is a God? And of course, God has nothing to do with it. He has already given them the way of peace and unity. God and human goes against God's will, and therefore the destruction comes to them. The free will is the greatest gift for man to freely choose the way of God. Everything happens that is not peaceful and uniting. It is our doing, it's not God's doing, therefore do not blame God. And if you understand our teaching and know that you have never been created as the part of God, then you realize it is not the explanation of some religion that say God said be and everything was, and therefore he is responsible for them. If he created it, therefore he is responsible. But he did not create the unit consciousnesses. He just created the manifested world to help the unit consciousness to return to God. This is a very important point for humanity to realize, that they have been here, they are here, they will be here forever. You know, the unit consciousness, the essence, hasn't been created. So, with that realization, we take the responsibility for our own actions, and we realize that it is us who bring destruction or peace to ourselves, not God, which has been trying to help, you know, unit consciousness to return to him. With this understanding, we realize we have the ability to bring the kingdom of God on earth. We can bring his, the unity to humanity, and bring all the good things that we want to happen to us. Again, all welcome to the conversation room of the Mission of Maitreya. This room is for you to go to our website, to come to our rooms, All Religions Unified. Go to the room discourses, meditation and chanting, and become very familiar with the mission. And then if you have a question, come here, and so we can discuss together the depth of this revelation and become familiar with why we claim that this revelation is the unification and opening of the seventh seal. It is the fulfillment of the prophecies, of coming of a teaching that will eventually tell humanity why there is only one God, and why he sent all the revelation of God to humanity, and all the religions of the world have a part of a greater truth, and when you put them all together, they all make sense, and you will have a great grief of the truth of the reality of God on earth. And it explains many differences between religions and clarifies why they really saying the same thing, or there are some misunderstanding and dogmas that separate them from each other. But when you clean and take the dogmas out and those misunderstanding away, you will come to the pure purpose and revelations of God, and therefore you will see the truth clearly. And you will absolutely recognize there is a God. There is a consciousness which is everything. There is nothing which is not out of God. And there is no part in the universe which God is not. Hannibal is asking, Maitreya, I am a graduate student in clinical psychology, and I feel that my life mission to help infuse psychology with the spiritual insight that has been overshadowed by shallow, false ego-serving mechanistic science devoid of a spirit and higher purpose. How should I go about aligning my own personal mission with the teaching and greater overreaching mission of your ministry? Psychology is a part of our teaching. Actually, there have been many parts that we talked about psychology, consciousness, subconsciousness, superconsciousness, or universal consciousness, or God mind, and how they relate with each other. What kind of the psychology or clinical psychology do you sit people on the chair and talk to them, So you're a psychologist, not psychiatrist. So you prescribe drug, or do you do psychological therapy? Of course, many of the psychological problems these days are resolved by medicine. Yes, practice is what I would like to do, the therapeutic intervention. Great, okay. Then if you study our teaching, you will see that there is a conscious mind, which is aware of its environment. I'm conscious that this computer screen is in front of me and I'm talking to you. That is the part everybody is very familiar with. And there is a subconscious mind, which is the accumulation of our karma and many lifetimes of experience, which guide us in life without us being aware of it. We react or act in different situations because of the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind is something that separates us from the as being indifferent and individual, and also it separates us from reaching God, because it is our individual part in our life. And of course, it is the unconscious mind or universal mind, which is God. So, conscious mind, subconscious mind, and unconscious mind, or universal mind. The subconscious mind, it can be programmed, can be understood, and that is the part most of the psychiatrists or psychological therapists work with. And that is the part, that's the part that runs people's life mostly. And that part should be understood, should be looked in, should be meditated on. And in your work, probably you can bring those creatures or those, not creature really, the psychological problem to the light for your patients, and teach your patient also to meditate on the psychological thing that comes out of them, and look at it clearly, and if they keep it in light for a long time, it will be resolved, and little by little subconscious mind will be no more. Then the subconscious mind become very little, your connection with the unconscious mind will establish, and therefore you become a channel for the unconscious mind or God, and therefore your life become godly, and your psychological problem little by little will be dissolved and dissolved. And maybe that is the part you might want to work with. You want to study what we teach, include your knowledge with what we have revealed or just explained to you, to see how the conscious mind, subconscious mind, and unconscious mind work, and eventually create some practices that can help people to overcome and dissolve or resolve the conflict in their subconscious mind, and eventually connect them to a greater conscious mind or God mind, or make them realize that they are a channel for a greater spirit than accumulation of many lifetime of karma and experience. Of course, we also have been influenced with this life experiences from childhood, the way we are brought up, the way we have been treated, the way our religion and parents and environment and society affected us, and therefore we also have added some psychological problems to the subconscious mind in this lifetime, and these also have to be brought up, looked at, and eventually resolve and dissolve, as most psychologists or psychiatrists do. They work with that part only. They don't go beyond this lifetime to the previous lifetimes. That's why they cannot completely cure the patient. No, they just go in one lifetime, but the accumulation of many lifetimes affecting people, therefore it has to be done much deeper. And there are hypnosis, therapy, that or regression that take you to the previous lifetimes and make you see yourself where you were before, and that is also been, you know, popular, you know, this you know, last 20-30 years they have done that, and that that is accepted. I don't know how much it's accepted in the in your field with the people who work you know, in this level, but it is accepted with many people that, yeah, regression really work, and people can, you know, be hypnotized and taken to other lifetimes. So some people have realized that easily now. That is another way to make people realize, yes, there is really other lifetimes, and there are some psychological accumulation or psychological problem which is accumulated from previous lifetime. So the whole picture for a psychiatrist or a psychologist is to realize that there is a conscious mind, there is a subconscious mind, there is an unconscious mind or universal mind, and you have to work with all of them. And also the subconscious mind or psychological problem is not only from this lifetime, it can be an accumulation of many, many lifetimes. And I don't know, what I just gave you probably is a lot of materials you can work with and meditate on, and bring all of them together in your work, and maybe you can eventually make other psychiatrists or psychologists see your point in this and bring God to them by realizing that there is an unconscious mind that they are not considering. Of course, other psychiatrists or psychologists like Jung did realize there is a collective consciousness, which he brought to the psychologists and psychiatrists, but it wasn't very much worked with, and they accepted it, but they really didn't understand it, what exactly it is. Now you might, you know, bring all these consciousnesses together. If you have a specific question about this, go ahead, but that is basically what I can recommend for you to look into, you know, these three levels of consciousness and how they relate with each other, and how psychologists making the mistake of reprogramming the subconscious mind instead of dissolving it altogether. That is the goal. The goal is to completely dissolve the subconscious mind, so the conscious mind and unconscious mind are connected together, so become consciously connected to the God's consciousness or unconscious mind. And therefore, the goal is not to reprogram the subconscious mind. The goal is to see the psychological problem in the subconscious mind and eventually dissolve those problems, so you become an individual connected directly to unconscious mind. I hope that helps. If it doesn't, or you have a follow-up, go ahead, and we can go into more detail if you want to. So even psychology and psychiatrists. Okay, Alimal is asking, amazing, I hope I can help others in the psychological community see this in a more serious light. Many are overly skeptical and infuse the teaching of your ministry. Thank you for taking the time to answer my question through Sure, you are welcome. That's why I'm here. I hope that you succeed. You will. Do not give up. Because society has been reached to a point that anything that relates to God is not very much accepted. Intellectually, they want to put God out of everything. And of course, you cannot. But God is everything. And eventually, everybody will see it. And hopefully, with your persistence and logical way of explaining it to them, little by little, more people will join you. Just like science now is very close to acknowledging there is a God, because I don't know if you have heard about the string theory that recently have come to humanity. Of course, eventually it's called M theory, and it's interesting to choose the M. You know, as the probably they should call it Ohm theory or M theory, is very close to Ohm theory, and it goes so far that explains that yes, indeed, there is a unifying theory that all the creation come from. With this understanding, of course, little by little, they have no choice. They say only there is one source, one essence that everything is created from. So science even coming close to our teachings and realizing that there is only one essence that everything has come from, and therefore again we cannot separate man from man because we are all have come from the same essence. The more these people understand how logical God and our teaching is, and it covers everything, then hopefully our teaching penetrates not only religious people, but intellectual people, theologians, scientists, and everybody on earth, little by little, sees that God indeed is in everything. And you cannot put him out of your government system, your science, your psychology, your psychiatrist, your, you know, day-to-day life, and therefore the whole earth become a dance, and everybody will become one, and wonderful earth will be created. So I'm glad that we can see clearly that indeed psychology can benefit from this teaching, and we hope it will. Sifas is asking, can we, by the meditation, get out from our personal problems and see there our problems' origins? Yes, we indeed can do that. As we have discussed many times, 99% of human problem is self-created, and we have created an environment that we have problems, and 99% of them can be resolved easily by understanding the source of them, which is us. There is no problem out there that we haven't created ourselves. That goes for individual, for community, for nations, for earth. We have created these problems, and now we have stuck with them and don't know how to resolve them. Our attachment, desires, our psychological needs make us to create an environment that there is problem in it. Of course, there are some problems that are real. You know, if somebody chasing you with a gun to shoot you, that's a real problem. You know, it's nothing to do with your psychological or individual problem, unless you have created the situation to be chased by a gun, then you have created the problem. But if you had nothing to do with it, but you have been in an environment that that thing has happened to you, that is a real problem that has to be resolved, that is solved. Either create an environment that thing will not happen to you, or leave that environment and go to an environment that is more peaceful. And such a thing is not going to happen. And that is the whole base of this teaching, to create the physiological and safety needs for every individual and humanity. And then, of course, we can ask them now, your physiological and safety need is provided. The next step is to know thyself. And that is really the human need. The hierarchy in human need is physiological and safety need. That's all. The next is know thyself. And by knowing thyself, you achieve the goal of life. The goal of life is to become divine and one with God and realize who you are. Your essence and God are one. And therefore, after we create this physiological and safety need for everyone, you know, we ask them to concentrate on God. So far, when a nation or a people, their physiological and safety needs are fulfilled, they concentrate on their sensual need, and therefore they fall into sensations and fulfillment of sensual needs, and that is what we have the situation like Sodom and Gomorrah, and the environment that is become more and more ungodly and unnatural. Of course, the more ungodly and unnatural an environment become, the more that environment will be cut off from God and Spirit, and therefore they lose the natural way of thinking, and of course God is no longer is important to them, and they put God out. And we have seen all through history what happens to those who do that. You know, the example is Rome, is Greece, is the Persian Empire, and many other nations that became ungrateful to the blessing that God gave to them. And they put God out, and that is not a good bargain. They gain the world, but they lose their soul. And as Christ said, it's not a good bargain. You will lose also God, and God will bring what has happened to the nations before this time. Therefore, they have to recognize and realize that after their physiological and safety needs is taken care of, they have to share with the rest of humanity. So therefore, their physiological and safety needs also will be taken care of. And also they realize after they all physiological and safety needs are taken care of, the next step is to create creation of the communities of light. And the communities of light, of course, is the base of the kingdom of heaven on earth. And comes of late life is based on the eternal divine path, and eternal divine path is the revelation of five great religions of the world and unifies all humanity of the religion. These facts and the truth is what humanity have to understand and bring to themselves and realize 99% of other problem is man-made. And 1% will be resolved by these teachings. And therefore, at the end, there will be no problem on earth, and we can create an environment that people can meditate and progress in a greater degree. Yes, indeed, meditation, our teaching, is the healing power for individual. We teach you how to heal yourself. We teach you how to take care of your individual problem. If we take those away from you, you haven't learned anything. So you are going to make the same mistake over and over. But if we teach you how to detach yourself from your attachments, how you free yourself individually, and then come to the collective body. You know, individual can do little. But in collective endeavor, in the mission, in the communities of light, creation of the hierarchy on earth and eventually bringing the kingdom on earth will resolve everybody's problem, and then you will learn how to heal yourself. And teachers and doctors and psychiatrists and psychologists and engineers, everybody start looking to see how the most natural way and the godly way we can bring healing power and environment to humanity, that they can, you know, become more spirit. These are the teaching that God has been trying to teach humanity for the last 3,000 years, and now it has come to humanity and guiding them to, you know, heal themselves. As we heal ourselves, of course, we will become freer, we become more peaceful, our life become peaceful, and we can affect our environment, and then others want to be as peaceful as we are. And they will also will be taught as you have been, and you can teach them. Each of you is a teacher over there. You are, each is a channel for this revelation. And this revelation is perfect, is amazingly, if you really understand it in a deep level, you will be amazed how perfect God is, how perfect His plan is, and how perfect this revelation is. So yes, indeed. Meditate, look at yourself. That is the scariest thing anybody can do, that look at ourselves squarely and honestly and see ourselves and blame no one but ourselves for our problem, and look at why we are in the situation we are in, and how this teaching is teaching you meditate, awaken your spiritual forces, direct that energy toward the creation of the communities of light, sacrifice for it, surrender and submit to God, and become a universalist will help you to shatter every narrowness of the mind and put God first in your life. Not your husband, not your wife, not your children, not your partner. No. God first. Then you can resolve your problem. Then you can see why I'm so attached, instead of going to God, I'm attached to these things. Little by little, you say, well, it is me who has a problem. I am attached. I am creating this environment. If God is first, I can get rid of them. I can let them go. I can still love them. I don't mean, you know, be rude to your children or, you know, a spouse or anything. No, I still love them, be with them, and help them. But at the same time, don't be attached to them. Be attached only to God. If you cannot put God first, then you have a problem. Okay? Then the problem is not external, the problem is internal. So indeed, the teaching here is helping you to recognize what is the hierarchy in your being. The first is God, the second is the teacher who takes you to God, not the teacher who connects you to himself. No, if a teacher connects you to himself, run away. Say, no, thank you, I'm not interested. But the teacher who takes you to God, then of course that is a great teacher. You have to accept such a teacher and go to God with them. Of course, with this teaching, of course, you really don't need any teacher, because it's already given to you how to go to God. You know, meditate. The process is in the room called Meditate on the Universal Mantra. Go to that room and learn how to meditate. Then put those problems in the light and overcome them. And of course, after, you know, your God and the spiritual teacher is your parents. Your parents are the most important thing. If they are good parents and they have helped you and they took you to God, that's great. They are even better. They replace the spiritual teacher, and that is your spouse, and that's it. This is the fourth beings, but God is first. You have to put Him there, and then you can see your problem. If you don't put God first, you cannot see your problem. And your meditation, of course, but this approach that you push God first and then meditate and say, what is take me from putting God first? And those are the problem in your life. Those are the things taking you away from being concentrated in God. And therefore, you can now look at those problems and see, what are they? You can see it's ego, attachment, desires, wants, and many, many things, and they are in your way. Little by little, if you keep them in light, they will be dissolved. Hannibal is asking Maslow. Yes, we are talking about the Maslow's theory. Actually, there is a part in the in the Holiest of the Holies. It talks about the hierarchy of Maslow. I have studied business school. I was in business school, and therefore there was a theory of Maslow there, and I wrote a paper on that even when I was in the college in Mississippi State University, and yeah, great. And they have posted URL for you. You can go read them. And even in school, I rejected that the theory of Maslow has five steps. The three last steps, not the last step. Last step actually is when you are actualized. Your subconscious mind is no more, and you're connected with the self, and you know exactly who you are. But belongingness and all those two steps are not really necessary, as in explaining that essay. I hope you read it and see that the hierarchy really is physiological and safety need and self-actualization or self-realization. So, indeed, the theory of Maslow is also perfected in our teachings and have been guided. Again, all welcome to the conversation room of the Mission of Maitreya. This room is for everybody to go to our website, to our teachings, come to our rooms in the Pal Talk, and then come to this room and let us discuss your concerns, your questions about the teachings of Mission of Maitreya. Of course, the Mission of Maitreya's teaching is based on a yantra or aiding symbol that can be looked at and realize what the teachings are. If you go to our website, the first thing you will see is that symbol, and it teaches how all religions of the world have come from same source, and as Shirin says, that was the word I was looking for, visual aid, yantra. A graphic which expresses an idea in a very precise and symbolic way. And in this yantra, you will realize indeed there is only one God. He has been sending all religions of the world to humanity. And now all of them put together and logically explained how God and human are connected and are one, and God is everything. And now we can see that all humanity and the whole universe, actually the very name universe means one verse. It's created from the one essence, one verse, universe. And therefore we are all in this universe from the same original essence. And now if we recognize this, we will see that universe is the unifying force behind everything, and we are all from the same origin, and we are one. This is the message. And not only we believe in that, but also God created history. For the last 12,000 years, He has been sending revelation from God, and He sent this eternal divine path in seven revelations through seven revealers, or at least many ideas come from the people who came to bring these ideas in a greater degree to humanity. And now we can see, when we pull all these seven together, then we can see the seven seals, the seven revelation in the Book of Revelation, and how at the end time the seventh seal will be open, Before the seventh seal was opened, nobody knew the truth. So you are in this room, or those who have seen the Zohar and read these teachings, you are the only people, or those who have seen the teaching, know the truth. So no religion, no person on earth could say they had the truth before the seventh seal is open. And now it is open and it is revealed to humanity. It is logical. It covers everything. It covers science. It covers, as we just discussed, psychology. It covers, you know, engineering. It covers every aspect of human life and bring God back to it. And hopefully, little by little, we can see that's the only way out. You know, if we put God out of our system, our religion, our government, our work, our science, we will make great mistakes and we will not become one. And therefore we can see clearly here that we have the answer to your questions. So go and come to this room, learn about our teaching, and come to this room for greater discussions. Go ahead, Shirin.
Salam Maitreya, everyone. When you talked about universe and one verse and the seven seals and the seven angels and the book sealed with seven seals, there was also an observation I made in So about a number symbology. It's about the number four. We have in So, we have the fourth seal. We have 40 days and nights that Isa was in the desert. The 40 days of rain, the four beasts and the four winds and the 24 elders and the 400 years after Christ's teachings that the people heard his truth. So I was observing all of this past week about how many times the number four plus the 144,000 elects. Could you speak more about the number four?
Yes, number four is the number of manifestation. The most stable foundation for creating buildings is four corners. Therefore, if you want to have an stable building, you know, usually, you know, they have four sides. They can have five or six of them, but as you create more corners, it become less stable, and three also is not as stable as four. So the four is the number of manifestation, and even in our teaching, the spiritual manifestation in the highest level is in the fourth seal, and actually the number four is very prominent in the mission, and many times we have encountered the number 444 in our lives. For example, when we came from Denver to Albuquerque, it's not a big deal, but it is 444 miles from Denver to Albuquerque. So, and when we came to Albuquerque the first day, we want to put some ad in the paper. It was $4 for 4 days. It's just 444, and many 44. And many times I've encountered the cars in front of me with the number 444. So it is a number manifestation. But when it like a 777, seven is the number of God, and 777 is the emphasizing that this indeed is a number of mystic. And nine is the number of the end of an era. And the 10, of course, is the beginning of the next era. And when it's 999, it means that era is surely is finished. And four, of course, is the number of manifestation. And that's why they say 40 days. 40 days means a long time. It's a kind of a God is trying to say it took a long time for something to happen. And four winds, you know, four winds is the illusion, is the Maya. What is wind? Wind is really is something you can never can capture. When you capture a wind, what happens? It's no longer a wind; it stops. So you cannot capture. It's very illusional thing like Maya. And therefore, four is related to manifestation. It means earth. It means the most prominent or strong buildings. All of them relate to earth and manifestation and external world. And when it says 444, it becomes, of course, three times any number. It's emphasizing in that number. And therefore, you have seen that in the God's revelation. And when God talked about the number four, it's mostly of manifestation, 144,000. You know, you need 144,000 to manifest God's kingdom. All these things are related to the external world and manifestation of the plan of God or human existence. Of course, the five is a number of affection and all that. Fourth chakra, self-actualization, okay? Outward manifestation of God's goals. Good. That's what Hannibal is saying. Exactly. The fourth chakra is the chakra you eventually overcome the lower nature, eventually overcome the external world. For the first time, you reach the heart of yogi, or the unconditional love of God. Of course, later on you realize the unconditional love is not as great as compassion. Compassion is the corrective love. Like God has compassion. And compassion, it means you love the person, but you at the same time want to see them to progress and become godly. Therefore, compassion is greater than just being unconditionally in love someone. So we can see that even in chakras, the number four is when, you know, external world is overcome, and the whole number four is related to external world, to overcoming, to manifestation, and all those numbers, if you see, is related to human life and endeavor. I hope that answers your question. If you have any other questions, go ahead and raise your hand or type in the text. Either I received the question or I'm PM'd with the questions and you will be answered. And again, this room is for everybody to go and understand our teaching in many ways that we have provided for you. And then come here and we can discuss the intricacy of the teachings and depth of it. And this revelation, of course, is the healing power for individual, for your community, for humanity. Of course, humanity is not ready yet, but we have to continue repeating this teaching to everyone we know. We should not give up. One thing we should not do is to give up. If we give up, then the flow of energy and grace will not come through us. We should become a river, not a pond. A pond. I'm not a pond. If as far as the river and you going toward the ocean, you will be fresh, laughing, jumping from one stone to other. Pond. Thank you. And you will be joyful and graceful, and the grace will come through you. But the moment you gave up, you said, no, I can't do it, it's too hard, it's not possible, you become a pond. And have you ever seen a pond? It become smelly, you know, it grows algae, and a lot of bad animals comes into it, and your state will not be as joyful as if you let the energy come through. So you have, when you hear this mission, when you hear this revelation, when you hear this teaching, it become a mission for you. You should let the energy come through and reach out, and continually telling people about it over and over. Actually, a lot of people who have told about this mission and talked about people, they have felt so much joy, and they have come to me and said, this is the greatest thing ever happened to me. I talked about this mission and I felt so good. Don't forget that. Don't forget what happened to you when you did that and how joyful it was. And continue doing it. You might see very little results, but it is not your fault. It's a process of learning. It's really good for you. When you talk about this mission and preach others, it's not that you are trying to bring somebody to the mission, but you are learning a lesson yourself, you know. And you become more and more connected to the Spirit of God, and eventually one day you say, you start talking about the mission, and everybody starts listening. Even then, don't attach them to yourself. Attach them to the mission. Attach them to God. And do not become an obstacle in the way of God like many spiritual teachers are now on earth. And they have become an obstacle. They become in the way of God. They think they are God themselves, and they sit in the seat of judgment, and they do not open themselves to the other revelation that God has sent to man, and therefore they become an obstacle in the way for the humanity and their flocks or their followers to go to God. But in these teachings, in this revelation, in this mission, we connect you to God. I don't want you to be attached to me. I don't want to be attached to anything that is not your spirit. And your spirit is within you. You've got all the tools you need to go to God. But of course, we have a mission to do. We are trying to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. We are trying to create a facilitating body to create an environment that we can have teachers to go all over the world. We need contact anywhere you are, so you become a contact for the mission, so you can let the energy of God come through you, to your community, to your friends, to your family, to anybody you know. And by becoming the contact, of course, you become a person who contacts people to their website, to Taltalk, to mission. So you will be able to affect your environment by your work, and at the same time, you learn yourself. And you become connected more and more to God and the mission, and learn how to teach this teaching and connect the people to God and the mission. And therefore, little by little, we can have communities of light created all over the earth, and eventually we can connect all of them, and the hierarchy of the people in the mission will come from these communities. People will have the power and the organization in their hand. Me and the people that are in the mission at this time, they are the facilitating body. We are not the hierarchy. We are the heart of the hierarchy. We are here to create a system and can provide help to everyone on earth to create a community of light everywhere, and then eventually the hierarchy will be emerged from this community of light. And that is the true hierarchy, from the people, from the communities, by the people, by the communities, for the people, because they have come from those communities. Therefore, we are the heart of the hierarchy. We are here to spread this mission, to spread this message to humanity, through talk to you, and then you talk to everyone else. And little by little, we can make humanity to see their way clearly. They cannot be separate. They cannot be enemies. They cannot have many religions. They cannot, you know, separate themselves in any way, because God is one, and He is everything, and it covers all of us, and we can look at each other as the essence of God, therefore treat each other as the essence of God. You know, you cannot hurt the essence of God because you are one. If you hurt someone else, you hurt yourself, and that is the law of karma. Because, you know, when you hurt someone else, you know you are hurting God. When you separate someone else, you know you cannot do that. Because God is one. How can you separate anything from anybody else? And therefore, you can see the whole earth is based on ego and separation of the human from their essence. And therefore, if we can see or make people see this clearly, little by little, everybody will realize they cannot go on the way earth is. Destruction, wars, you know, separation, and all the vice that humanity has brought to earth. You know, this is an educational mission. We have educated humanity and let them know their religion is okay as far as they see it in the context with the other revelation that God sent will be sending to humanity. We are not saying give up your religion. We are not saying your religion is bad. We are not saying your religion is not from God. We are saying all your religions are from God, but you only have a part of the truth. You don't have the whole truth. With this, we, of course, can heal them to I have a question here in the PM, but I don't see it in the text, I guess. The question is, how do you treat people as the essence of God when you know they do so many wrong things? Having affair of the marriage, hate Muslim, or selfish, I guess this is a question from Reminder herself. How do you treat people as the essence of God when you know they are not godly? That is the, I guess that's the gist of the question. Their essence is God. Their deep inside is God. You should not hate them. For example, the people I work with, you look at them as their essence of being God. There is no doubt about that. Even the most sinful person, his or her essence is God. But of course, what they do, you hate. If they are not godly, you hate. But you always remember their essence that you love. This is God. In that case, you can be compassionate toward them. You can feel bad what they do is not good for them, it's not good for the environment, it's not good for the society. But at the same time, they have the ability to become God, or at least recognize God in themselves. That is where the compassion comes. Compassion comes when you love everyone, but at the same time, you want to see they're corrected, they're guided, they want to become good. And the more we can create good people who become godly, the more good people we will have on earth, and therefore we will have a good earth. And if they are sinful and sinners, you know, be patient, be good yourself. Don't let them take you a sinner or take you away from your essence and affect you and you become like them, but you keep yourself pure and put an example for them. And if the opportunity presented itself, tell them about these teachings and this revelation and how God wants them not to do what they are doing and sinner. If the opportunity presents, let them know that even Muslims are, believe it or not, is a, are a part of God. They are also have created from the same essence, and therefore cannot just kill them and think you're doing okay. Not only Muslims, Jews, Buddhists, Hindus, all of them have the essence of God in them, and you cannot create hateful teaching toward any part of the universe, and therefore after a while nobody will listen to those preachers that they preach hateful teachings and separate themselves from others. And also be patient, because God said this revelation will be revealed and manifest eventually. Therefore, if a nation or a people that are against our teaching, don't fight with them. Not at this time. God will soften them. God will give them the lesson. This teaching have come on earth, and that is what God, where God wants to take humanity. Anything against it eventually will be softened and destroyed, or the lesson will be taught to humanity. You know, God is behind this revelation. God is behind this teaching. And anytime we see, even in previous revelation, when God reveals them, like Christ. Christ came, he brought the teaching of Christianity. He just came in obscure area in Palestine and taught his teaching, even if he was crucified. And he had left few people after, you know, he was crucified. And a lot of people probably thought that was it. That was the end of his mission. You know, he was killed and that's it. And then his mission is done. But we can see that it didn't work. They could not stop it. Prophet Muhammad came, they threw him out of Mecca and stoned him and burned his house and destroyed his belonging and people who followed him. They thought he's done, he's finished. But we can see, no, he was not able to do that. Same thing here. It's the revelation from God, and it has come to humanity, and that is the direction that humanity have to go. They can come and kill me or yell at me or curse me or stone me. I have nothing to do with it. This is the will of God. This is the revelation have come to you from the highest, and that is where humanity is going. Therefore, if anybody is against this, you know, they will be broken at the end, and they will be eventually softened to realize, yes, this is, there is no other way. And also, humans are longing for peace and unity and bringing religion to this realization to man. Therefore, more and more people will be prepared, will be realizing, even those who are sinners, eventually you're going to hit the bottom. Because going against God and doing the thing that is not godly eventually will affect your mind, your spirit, and your life. And you reach the point that you will be confused, you will be unhappy. And hopefully when you reach and hit the bottom, you say, well, there was someone was telling me about God. Maybe they come to you and say, look, what was that you were saying? What is this new revelation? What is this eternal divine path? What is the greatest sign? How God said this will come? How God said we should leave? And maybe then you can tell them that is the revelation, that is the way to bring the peace and kingdom on earth and create the communities of light and become pure people who will not sin and do, you know, actions which is not godly. And then you can help them. But if they are not listening, leave them to God. Go to another person. Go to another environment. Go to another people who might listen to your message. But if you are, of course, working in environment, you are there to do a job. You are hired or paid to work there. Therefore, do your job the best way you can. Become the best worker in that environment. Therefore, you will have the respect and the support of the people in there, because they see you are a good worker. You are a person who does the best job in that environment, and after a while maybe people in the mission, the members in the mission are known as the best workers anybody can hire. And of course, it's one of our suggestion, everybody should have a job, everybody should have go to work if they're, you know, out there. And with this, eventually, of course, we reach a point, we have people that are working and they are supporting the teachers and the facilitating body, and so we can get this mission going in a greater degree. When you are at work, that environment, you are there to work. You are not there to preach the mission or teaching, or if somebody was open to it, great, sure, go ahead. But you don't have to become dogmatic about it. You know, just do that, leave him alone, and at the same time realize that, you know, our salvation is, in the past God promised many things and he fulfilled them. He said to Abraham that your son Ishmael gonna have a nation and a prophet will come out of him, from him. It happened. Then he changed the name of Abram to Abraham, and the Sarai to Sarah then promised Abraham that he's gonna have a son by the name Isaac, and there is gonna be a nation from him and a prophet or Messiah from them. It did. He promised many, many things in the history, and he fulfilled them. He also promised, this is the mission that will bring the kingdom of God on earth. What to have to be worried about? It is gonna happen, because that is the promise of God. He promised that his kingdom will come through this mission. No other revelation or religion will be able to do it. Only this one, God said, when the seventh revelation, seventh angel come, when the seventh seal is open, then is the end time. And eventually my kingdom will come. So what to worry about? So just relax, be there, put an example for everybody else, and know that indeed God's promises will be fulfilled. And that is what will make us relax. That is that makes us realize that what we do is godly, and God always will fulfill his promises, and he fulfilled this one as well. So we don't have to become unhappy at all, no matter who comes to the mission, who doesn't come to the mission, what the people do out there, ungodly thing they do, it still is not going to affect us, because at the end we know we are the winner. This is our salvation, by realizing that we indeed are the winner in this process, and earth is going toward this realization. Welcome to the mission of Maitreya again, and you are here to discuss this new amazing revelation that God has blessed us with. And we're discussing how this unifies our religions of the world. Of course, some people come to our rooms and say, how can you unify Muslim and Christians and Buddhists and Hindus? And they have been at war with each other for thousands of years, you know. But God said he will. The reason is they don't know a lot of things that will be revealed with the seventh angel. Because Bible clearly says it is a mystery until the seventh angel come. And now he has. The seventh angel has come. The seventh seal is open. And Christians and Jews and Buddhists and Hindus and Muslims and Baha'is don't know about a lot of things that is revealed in this mission. If they know about them, they will recognize this indeed. God has said that he will unify all religions of the world. Lou is asking, baptism, should it be done in the name of Christ or in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Baptism, of course, is a symbol of going out of the lower nature and to the higher nature, and being born again. What does it mean to be born again? To be born again is to turn around. That's what baptism really means. Baptism means to turn around. You're going toward the world, to the external world, to ungodly things, and eventually you had enough of it. That's what we're discussing. Different people who hit the bottom, eventually they recognize and realize that their life is miserable. All the sensual persuasion that they have gone after didn't give them the peace and the tranquility that they are longing. Therefore, they turn around. They say, no, I had enough of this world. I'm going to go to God. And that is the true baptism. Of course, in the baptism with water, the reason it affects a lot of people is, first of all, they create a spiritual atmosphere, which make a person more susceptible to suggestions and feeling his feelings. And then, of course, they put water or push them into the cool water, and that cools the chakras and accelerates the spirit in through chakras, and therefore they feel more connected to a spirit and less full feeling they receive. But the true baptism really is the baptism of heart, the baptism of your life, that you turn around and you go toward God. That you don't need anybody to baptize you. The only thing you need is a decision that you want to become godly, and you turn around, and you can do that without really in anybody's name, but by recognizing that that's what you want. So your question only relates probably to a Christian follower, and of course, you know, this teaching is beyond any specific religion. It covers all of them, and therefore, in this time, individual have to decide that they want to turn around and go to God, and the way to do that, of course, has been given in our teachings, and they can realize God by understanding the revelation of the of this teaching. Of course, if you want to come to this mission in this time, as it's explained in the covenant in essays, you know, you say there is no God but God and Muhammad or Maitreya is his prophets, and you utter Hari Om Shri Hang Om Nam Kevalam, the goal of the life is to become divine. By this you will have a covenant by God, and you are indeed baptized, because you recognize that God sent all religions of the world, and the goal of your life is to become divine, one with God, and therefore indeed with this you turn around. You are baptized, you will be going toward God instead of going toward humanity. And that is the greatest baptism, and you will be guided and brought to greater understanding of God's plan. And therefore, you don't really need to utter any of those two to baptize in the name of Christ or in the Son and Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And especially, there are religions that they don't believe there is the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. They think there is only one God. Of course, if they understand our explanation, they realize that Son doesn't mean Son by relationship between God and Mary, but Son means in the image of God. Actually, in Revelation, God says, whoever overcometh will become my son. So God is going to have many, many sons besides Christ. And the way to become a son of God is given. Whoever overcometh. So Christ overcame in the desert, when the devil or lower nature tempted him and said, if you are the Son of God, you know, say this stone become bread, they will become bread. And then he took him to the higher level and even higher level, but he did not accept offering of the lower nature, and he said, no, thank you. I will put God first in my life, and I will not listen to you. And he overcame lower nature, went to the fourth chakra. Hey, there's another four here, fourth chakra. He overcame, he went to fourth chakra. And therefore he became Christ, he became the Son of God. And that is the process of becoming the Son of God. That is the process of baptism. That's the process of realizing the unity between you and God by overcoming. And therefore, the way of baptism in this time is to follow eternal divine path and realize God in that level. We are almost at the end of our time today, and this room again is for realizing our teaching in a greater degree. It is a revelation of unification of our religion, an explanation of God in all level of human existence. The message is humanity and the whole universe is one, and humanity should recognize and realize this revelation and come together and accept that their religion is okay. But the religion is not perfect. The religion is not complete. It is a part of a greater truth, and that greater truth is the eternal divine path. And eternal divine path is the way to creating the kingdom of heaven on earth and the way to accelerate the evolutionary process of humanity toward God and unity. And that unity will come based on the kingdom of God on earth and the peace that will come to each man, woman, child, community, nations, and earth. And hopefully we will not have these wars and destruction and disunity that we have on earth at this time, and eventually the peace will come to man. They will know their peace is only possible if they put God first in their lives, and then anything that is taking them from that goal, God is first, is our subconscious mind, is our problem, is in our way. And we can resolve them, dissolve them, and overcome them by meditating on this truth and this word, and our life become a dynamic life based on the Word of God, based on the Spirit of God, and we let the Spirit of God come through. We let Him preach this teaching to our family, to our friends, to our neighbor, to our community, and we don't give up. Do not give up. Let the Spirit of God come through. And don't let the ego come in your way between you and God. Dissolve the ego by meditation, by awakening your spiritual forces, by realizing what is in your way to God, and let God's Spirit come through, and remember the joy of sharing God with other people. Don't be attached if they did not come. It's not for them, it's for you. No? You are doing it not to get more people to come to the mission, well, eventually you will, but realizing how you can do it better, how joyful it was that you did it, and continue doing it, and never forget the joy of doing God's work. You might forget it, but next time you did it, you will realize it was great, and you continue even a greater degree. I will end our session today. Be with God. Remember these words. Go listen to this conversation again and again. There are many of them there. and become a channel for God, so you can have the joy and peace of being with Him all the time. Salam, everybody. See you next week.